EastEnders.
And welcome back to Trip FM. That was a lovely little tune called I Got a Brand New Combat Irish by the Wurzels. Now it's got an old gentleman on the line here, Albert Puddicombe. Hello, Albert. I'm alright, babe. How's you, babe? Oh, this is the thing, see. Now we're having a sports day, turn up FM sports day. We've been doing a rally race all around Tiverton, Killimpton, surrounding area. And Albert's going to tell us about the car he's entering in the race. So, Albert, tell us about him, will he? Whoa, Robert with Lamb, Ben. What's you done to him? Oh, it's a secret, and I believe you tripped him up. You've pimped your ride, didn't you, Albert? Oh, they're going to get a shot coming in them. And I'll tell you what, Albert, these are exactly the sort of diversions we need. What with Brussels trying to push us around, come down here with a book learning ways, think get better of me. So, Albert, I've got another question for you. Now, you won the lottery. A lot of our listeners probably remember. You won the lottery earlier this year with a staggering sum. How is your spending money going, babe? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not
that
too big.
Is he too big, boy?
Yeah, but I've seen people in monster trucks, so money's
been
15 feet harder than that.
I believe you had it plated in solid gold as well, your tractor, wasn't it? Oh, and you put them alloys on it. They're spinning, Albert. They're spinning.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thanks for phoning in, Albert, and us will catch you at the rally, which starts down on Saturday morning, starting down in Killimpton, and we'll finish in Tiverton about tea time, I expect.
Yeah.
All right, Albert. Thanks for ringing in. Bye.
Nine green
E-Dutch pregnancy.
I'm like the richest like kid in Devon, so like, check out the show, or like, my dad will like sue you or something.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Culture Show with me, Brian Thewell. This week, I am joined by a woman who is a veritable polymath, who bestrides entertainment like a colossus. A singer, an actress, a dancer, a cultural icon. Ladies and gentlemen, my guest this evening is Madonna. We will be reviewing her career in music, in film, talking to her about her marriages to Sean Penn, and of course, our very own Guy Ritchie, who was at boarding school with my son, and her subsequent crossover into humanitarian work for the United Nations, both in the United States and, of course, Malawi. So, without further ado, good evening, Madonna.
Hello.
Hello. So, Madonna, if I could just ask you, when you were a young dancer going to all those auditions in New York, did you ever think your career would take you this far?
Yeah, of course.
Right. Madonna, you've always been a fan of vigorous exercise, but I notice your voice seems to have got quite a lot deeper than it was.
No, it's always been the same, it's just the studios.
Oh, I see, so the studio affects the quality of your voice.
Yeah.
So, Madonna, if I could ask you about your recent move to Killimpton in Devon, how are you finding that?
It's good.
Do you get recognised a lot in the street?
No, not really. A lot of them don't have tellies down there, so...
I suppose so, yes. And I suppose the moustache throws a lot of people off as well.
Yeah.
Is that why you grew the moustache, to protect your anonymity?
Yeah.
Yes. So, Madonna, if I could just ask you, your ex-husband, Guy Ritchie, has been notoriously tight-lipped about your marriage. Is there anything you'd like to say about him?
No, I don't like to speak about him.
No, I understand. It can be very painful going through a divorce. I went through that myself recently. So, Madonna, you're now a single parent. How are you finding that?
Oh, it's easy.
Really?
Yeah. I just pay all the other people to look after the kids.
I see. So you have a large staff?
Yeah.
Yes, yes. And are they people from Columpton?
Yeah, most of them are.
Hmm. I see. And what sort of things do they do with the children to amuse them?
Take them out on the weekends to the pubs and that.
To the pub?
Yeah.
Interesting. Oh, yes, I believe Columpton has a special regulation where the under fives can buy and consume alcohol.
Yeah.
Yes, interesting proposal. So, Madonna, just to wrap up, if I could ask you what your plans for the future are?
Fly the sky.
Oh, how will you do that?
I've been working on a potion to grow me some wings.
That's wonderful. And is this a sort of chemistry project, or?
No, just some products I found under the sink.
Right, right. Well, that's truly fascinating. Thank you, Madonna.
That's all right.
Welcome back to Turnip FM. If you just joined us there, that was a Wurzels with I Got a Brand New Combine Harvester. Now, us is going to go over live to our roving reporter, Malcolm Petty. Malcolm's down on the street there, and he's going to be looking at a new hairdressing salon called Trim Trim Shiru. So, us will cut over now live to Malcolm. Take it away, Malcolm Petty.
Hello, Malcolm Petty here, undercover investigative reporter for Turnip FM. Well, today I'm outside Trim Trim Chiru Hairdressing Salon, where we've had reports from the local residents of Tiverton and Columpton of highly illegal hairdressing and beauty therapy regimes going on that, well, to be quite frank, are just criminal. I'm going to go in and I'm going to see just what's happening. Hello?
Hi.
I'd like a haircut, please, perhaps with some highlights. Would that be possible to do?
Yeah.
Oh, great, you can fit me in. Okay, shall I hang my coat up here?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, so what first? I suppose you ladies will want to wash my hair, will you?
Yes.
Okay. Aren't you going to ask me about my holidays?
No, not really bothered about it.
Okay. I see. That's an interesting smelling shampoo you're using.
Yeah, it's our new addition.
What's it called? It smells like... But to be honest, ladies, it smells like real poo.
Don't be silly.
Oh, actually, of course, it's not real poo, but... Oh, God, it's in my eyes! Oh, It is real poo, isn't it?
No, it's just a hint of roses.
Just a hint of roses, yes. I could, imagine. It does smell a bit... It smells a bit nutty. And, yes, it does smell a flower bed, you're right. Okay, all right, just over to the chair now. Yes. Right, so, are you really going to cut my hair using those?
Yeah, why not?
Well, it looks like a chainsaw.
No, don't say.
All right, yes. I suppose it's a new technique, is it?
Yeah, slide back and relax.
Okay. It's very hard to relax, though. You're getting very close to my ear with that chainsaw.
Yeah, you've got a bit of hair, so...
Okay. Ow! Ow! You nearly took my ear off there!
I'll be fine.
Okay, yes. Yes, it will. yes. oh, ow. Ow, you're really pulling my hair.
No, I'm not. You're just being stupid.
Okay, yes, yes. I don't suppose I could have a cup of coffee, could I?
If you make it yourself.
I have to make it myself?
Yeah, that's the rules in this place.
What is... Oh, let's... yes, I can see the rules on the wall there. Make your own coffee.
Right. Yeah.
Make my own coffee, okay. Ladies, sorry, there doesn't actually seem to be any coffee. There's just, like, a thing of gravy.
Drink it.
Right. Gravy while I get my hair cut. Okay. Tastes... Oh, this is terrible! I mean, look at... What's the sell-by date on this? 1947?
Oh, that's all right.
Where did you get it from?
That'll be telling.
I suppose it would. Right, I'd also like my eyebrows to be plucked.
Pass me the tweezer.
They don't look like tweezers. They look like something that you might use to drive cows out of ditches.
No, they're tweezers.
Okay. Ow! Oh my god, my eyes! Oh, I'm blind!
Don't be silly.
No, I really can't see. What have you done?
Poked me in the eye.
Poked me in the eye! Oh my god! What was that stuff you... What did you put on my hair?
Cow shit.
Cow shit? It's all fallen out. Oh god, I can't see. Oh my god, this is Malcolm Purdy signing out from Trim Trimmery Chiru. I'll go. What? Hello, this is Malcolm Pater here, reporting for Tony Fahem at Big Little Bridge. Wow, I can see the scene. It's a jumper. He looks like he's going to throw himself off Big Little Bridge. It's a massive drop of, oh gosh, it must be 6 feet and all. He's holding on, his knuckles are white, he's screaming with terror. Well, I'm with Police Sergeant Marcus Pandara here. He's a well-skilled talker down of such instances. Marcus, how are you going to bring the man down?
Well, we're going to try talking to him civilly and hopefully he'll get down and realise the senses.
Wow, that's really good. I'm really glad the boys in blue are here to sort things out. Well, I'm going to stand back now and let Marcus do his job.
Excuse me, you don't want to do this. You could sprain your ankle or something. Just calm down. Be safe. What do you mean? Just get down. Come on, before we get the trampoline out.
Get the trampoline out.
Just get down from there before we get someone to arrest you.
Pop them on.
But you just go up there, we've got news agents from the West Enders and everything here to just see this, and you're not going to jump.
Let me try something. Listen, this is Marcus here from Turnip FM. The reporters are here, the cameras are here. I mean, we've all come to see you jump, throw yourself, your body off Big Little Bridge, and now you're telling me that you can't be bothered.
No, that's quite boring.
But the cameras are here. There's helicopters. There's everything.
Can I have hand up, please?
Hand off.
Hand up.
Hand up. But we're here to see you. Marcus phoned me and said that you were going to kill yourself.
Right, that's it. Someone cuff him.
I would like to ask the Right Honourable Mr. Ballard a question. I would like to ask him, if the expenses scandal has not affected him and his party, then how can he stand there before us and talk about other parties' expenses? What do you have to say to that, eh?
Nothing.
Pardon?
Nothing.
What? What do you mean, nothing? Just answer the question.
No.
Why not?
You gimp.
I beg your pardon. I'm a what?
Gimp.
I'm a gimp. I'm the Right Honourable Member of Parliament for Preston. I'm no gimp.
You're a downer.
I'm a what?
Downer.
I'm a downer?
Yeah.
What do you mean a downer?
Downer.
Oh, well, you're a downer.
You're nothing.
Oh, I seem to feel all my confidence slipping away. He's calling me nothing. I suppose he's right. House in the country, wife, mistress, three illegitimate children. What does it mean? He's right. I've done nothing. I have nothing.
And you're nothing.
And I am nothing.
Listen up,
hear me now.
Posh gangster,
drop the bomb.
Posh gangsters,
rude boy, drop the bomb.
Posh gangster,
rude boy, drop the bomb.
Posh gangsters,
here we go.
Bumbler clart,
are you ready? Here we go.
Bumbler clart,
are you ready? Here we go.
Bumbler clart,
are you ready? Here we go. Are you ready? Our rap.
We take nothing back.
We can't be beaten,
because we went to Eton.
Your mother, your mother, your mother, your mother got a 15th century samurai sword.
Don't talk wet, you're making me bored.
Don't be a fool.
Don't forget I have a pit bull.
That's right. Oh yes.
Richard, that was a legendary rap, my brother.
Thank you, Earl Grey. I feel it, my homie. I really feel it this time.
Right then, bruv. Let's approach the counter. Hello, sister. We'd like to send these guns and these pit bulls by express delivery to some of our homies in Miami. You feel me?
I can't do that.
What do you mean you can't do that?
That's like totally illegal.
My colleague is going to explain to you who we are.
We are the Posh Gangsters. Money is not an object if you would wish to be paid off. You feel me?
I can't do that.
Now listen, sister, if you keep putting the hand up and saying that we can't talk to it, we might have to shank you, and I warn you, we're leaner than the Tower of Pisa, and our pit bulls are mental.
Don't think I'll hesitate about taking one of these pit bulls out of the box. It will savage you.
Yes, we savaged two poodles on the way down here, a yacht and an ice cream van. Don't think we won't do the same to you. You feel me?
I can't do it.
Now listen, sister, we're going to give you one more chance and then I'm going to pull out my gat and open up. Do you really want that to happen?
No.
Well, in that case, take this parcel of guns, this box of pit bulls, and this here load of DVDs, What a Hooky, that we filmed ourselves on our mobile phones at Hollywood Green Cinema, and send them to Miami at once.
No.
All right then, Richard, I see we should shank her.
Yes, Bob. I say let the shanking commence.
Hello, and welcome, children, to the Bedtime Stories. I have with me Jake, and he's going to read a section to you from the book Raging Bull.
They've thrown every charge they could on me, maintaining a place for the purpose of lewdness or prostitution, encouraging a minor female to prostitution, contributing to the delinquency of a minor, permitting a minor to be served alcoholic beverages. All I could say was, honest to God, Joey, I have no idea what the hell it's all about. Joey shook his head. Jake, they charge you with being a pimp for a 14-year-old dame. I know, for Christ's sake, I yelled at him. What I'm saying is I don't even remember the dame. I can't remember having seen her. For Christ's sake, even if people can't understand I'm not fooling around with no 14-year-old kid under any circumstances, what the hell would I be doing with any fancy stuff that would endanger a place that I got $100,000 tied up in? What, am I dumb over here? Do you think I'm crazy? Joey shook his head again. I've been talking to the assistant state attorney, he said. He told me he don't think they have too much of a case unless he's giving me the snow job. He showed me pictures of this dame dressed up. She looks older than my wife. What, are you kidding me?
Why, thank you, Jake. That was a brilliant section from the story. Well, good night to you children all around the world, and we'll see you later on.
Liam Luxon.
Sam Twinton.
My name's Don Mutton.
Tom Fleming.
Jack Wackles-Bard.
Lennox North. Lake Jake.
Stuart Hasquith.
Amy George.
Charlotte O'Brien.
Dylan Banner.
Carl Williams.
Tony. Good Butcher.
a Wolfram Water production in association with the Ivy Project.